Dr. Oliver dictating on a patient by the name of Derigenis Mendoza. The last name is M, like in Mike, E, like in Echo, N, like in November, D, like in Delta, O, like in Oscar, Z, like in Zulu, A, like in Alpha. First name, D, like in Delta, A, like in Alpha, R, like in Roger, I, like in India, Y, like in Yankee, E like in Echo, N like in November, I like in India, E like in Echo, S like in Sierra. This is the clinical case. Of a 23-year-old Hispanic female who is referred to this practice by Ms. Brittany Henderson, Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Out of advanced rheumatology. The patient developed generalized weakness, tiredness, general malaise, and body aches that prompted the visit to the primary care doctor, Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E. Part of the workup was an ANA, and apparently it was positive. The patient was referred to Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, Advanced Rheumatology Center. And the diagnosis of systemic lupus erythematosus was done. In the initial evaluation that was in April of 2024, the patient had in the in the urinalysis, two plus protein, trace of ketones, casts formation, has that were hyaline casts. Whether or not the patient had a granular cast is unknown. And there was evidence of microscopic hematuria with the elevation of the albumin creatinine ratio to 40. There was a slight elevation in sedimentation rate and CRP. C3 and C4 were with their normal limits. The level of vitamin D was decreased. to 7 nanograms per milliliter. The C-reactive protein was elevated at 11. Hemoglobin A1C was 5.6. TSH was within normal limits. Magnesium was 2.2. There was no evidence of anemia, no evidence of lymphopenia, no evidence of leukopenia. The patient was started in hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams on daily basis, and mycophenolate mofetil, 500 milligrams POBID. During the initial evaluation, the kidney function was well preserved. The patient was given follow-up, and I have the results for July of 2024. In which the albumin creatinine ratio in urine from 40 went down to 18. The casts continued to be present, and the patient had no evidence of RBCs in the urine. There is no protein creatinine ratio established, however, the urinalysis is consistent with 2 plus proteinuria. The C4 was 51, that was within normal range, and the C3 156. The vitamin D continued to be low due to the fact that the patient hasn't been taking it. The sedimentation rate from 42 went down to 10, and the C-reactive protein is trending down towards normal. It was 11. Anti-double-strand DNA was with a normal range. In other words, this patient has lupus nephritis that has been treated. We are going to reassess the protein creatinine ratio and the protein at the 24-hour excretion of protein. And pending upon those results, we decide whether or not a kidney biopsy is indicated. It's clear that the patient has responded to the therapy, and adjustment in the medications will be done after we get the next results. Following number, the patient has a vitamin D deficiency. A lengthy discussion was carried with this patient regarding the need for her to take the vitamin D. We discuss even the physiology of the vitamin D and the impact that has in different parts of the body. Hopefully she will get motivated. There is no evidence of anemia. The patient went to the ophthalmologist, and she's going to have a follow-up every 6 months. I agree with the present management, and we follow the case with you. I spend 15 minutes reviewing the referral. In the face-to-face, 45 minutes. In the documentation, 10 minutes. We'll see the patient back in 2 months. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted on the progress.